First, though, getting to some big, big business to start the show. We have crowned our 2016 Downtown Madness champion. Over 100,000 votes over the last few weeks, and you have chosen your favorite guest of the last year, and he joins us right now on the telephone to start the show. John O'Hurley, welcome back to Downtown, and big congratulations to you, sir.
Well, I am very honored, Rich. Thank you very, very much. Of course, I'm very glad to hear that you are carrying the Red Sox game later.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good news for both counts there. So, yes, you were the big winner. You've been there before in the finals and a great championship, and you always do well here. And we like to think that there's always a good Maine connection in our winners, and, of course, we have that with you being a native of the state of Maine, and we love that part.
I was born
in
that wonderful coastal lobster town, Kittery, Maine, that has now become one of the great shopping outlet centers in the country.
Absolutely. You're such a busy guy, so many things going on. And you know, we always look back at the Jay Peterman role because you created one of the most iconic characters in the history of television. And I just wonder, from your perspective, who are some of the greatest comedy characters in television history, some of the people that you looked up to through the years?
Gosh, you know, I go back now and I look at, the comic timing of Three Stooges and I look at all of the Laurel and Hardy and, the stuff that they were able to do without cutting the camera was just absolutely stunning. And you go back to Charlie Chaplin and that's because I'm always amazed that they actually were taking theater and turning it into film.
Now, you've been a very busy guy lately, and you got a chance to combine some of your passions recently on a nice trip out to Hawaii as part of the broadcast of the Ace Hardware Celebrity Shootout. I know you're an avid golfer, and, of course, this also went to a cause that you've been a big part of for many years. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we had a wonderful time out there. Actually, they just called and said we're going to do it again next year as well. The hospitals that benefit from that are it's an extraordinary effort that they put in out there. They have, ACE has been so deeply involved in this. This is their focus charity for so many years. And, it allows kids with, that can't afford it. They pick up the bill and, it's been, God bless them for doing that. But the show has been such a success. We've had such a lot of fun with the celebrity shootout out there, and it gets funnier and funnier and more interesting every year. We had a good time out there, and I'm glad to say that my partner Bill Engvall and I will be back doing it again next year.
Well, that's great news for everybody. And also coming up soon, you've been involved with the touring production of Chicago for quite some time. This time you get to take a Billy Flynn and do the old Razzle Dazzle right there in Chicago.
I am, this will be the probably the third time I've been through the city in the 10 years that I've been doing the show. But this one's going to be special. This is our 20-year anniversary tour. Chicago has become the longest-running show in Broadway history. So it's going to be a nice place to kind of start that tour off. And, really is kind of the hood ornament of that town. So playing Billy Flynn in that town is always, it's a great honor. We're already actually sold out for the run.
That's fantastic. We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown, among other things, an actor, a musician, the author of several books, including The Perfect Dog, and the host for many years of the National Dog Show, sponsored by Purina. Back for another year of that, I hope, come November.
Not only that, I'll tip you off on some news. We'll be entering year 15 for the National Dog Show, Thanksgiving Day. They're presented by Purina. But because of the success of the show, NBC has decided that they're going to give birth to a brand new show, and it's going to be the Kennel Club of Beverly Hills. So it's going to be the Beverly Hills Dog Show. It'll be airing Easter Sunday of 2017, and as you can expect with the name Beverly Hills attached to it, it's going to be a dog show done differently.
Will they be all little tiny dogs that you can carry in a purse?
It'll have the same deep markations of a normal dog show, but we're going to add a little more pizzazz to it, as you would expect.
Well, that sounds fabulous. Now, John, I know also you're a proud graduate of Providence, and it was a great year for your Friars on the basketball court.
Well, it wasn't a good year for the Big East. Great to see Villanova take it in one of the most exciting final games that I've seen in memory. But Friars couldn't make it far enough this year. But, you know, we still have some good players returning, and we got a great coach in Ed Cooley, and he's going to have a very strong recruiting year as well. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, you mentioned the Red Sox, and I know you're a big fan. Do you get a chance to go to many games during the course of the year?
Well, we'll be up. We still keep our vacation home there in Vermont, and we always make a stop down to Fenway. But I'm going to do something a little different this year. I promised the Portland Sea Dogs that I would make an appearance up there as well. So July 15th, I'm going to stop up and say hello and maybe do the anthem and throw out the first pitch, or hopefully maybe the last pitch. I don't know. they may go deep into their bullpen that night and pull out the actor.
There we go.
I'll be up there on the 15th of July for a little stop in to see the Sea Dogs, and that'll be the first time I actually bring my family up there that deep into Maine, because they haven't been there before.
Well, that'll be wonderful. That sounds like a great time. Well, John, we appreciate so much you making time for us, as you do and have done so many times over the course of the show. Again, we congratulate
you. Before you send me off, I'm going to give you one special thing, because you're a special guy. I'm going to give you, you're the first one in the country to hear this.
Oh, fantastic.
If you're a Seinfeld fan, do you remember this great sight gag, the Urban Sombrero?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this, and you're the first person in the media to hear this. You get this exclusive as of tomorrow. If you go to the J. Peterman site, you are going to be able to purchase the Urban Sombrero. First time it's ever been offered. It's the result of 18 years of bickering back and forth between the real J. Peterman and I, since I am one of the owners of the company. But he has finally acquiesced, and we are going to be selling the Urban Sombrero, and you'll be able to see it for the first time tomorrow on the J. Peterman website, jpeterman.com.
Well, I think my summer wardrobe has a wonderful addition. That's fantastic. John, thank you so much, as always. We hope you and your family have a wonderful spring, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
You're a great guy, Rich. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you so much. John O'Hurley, our Downtown Madness champion.